Hold up.
WeOP-Talk.com.
We're looking at how we make decisions.
And how those decisions are changed or affected by outside things without us realising it.
You think your mind is free, that there's no influence, but that's not the case. We've got some examples, Richard.
Yes, the leather jacket. You go into a shop and you know it's expensive, but you're shocked to see it's actually £1,000.
The leather jacket is.
Yes, however, you think it's fantastic, but it's far too expensive. But then the shop assistant says to you, it's reduced to £400. So you buy it. Yes, this happens again and again. People buy things that are too expensive, but they can't help it because it's much cheaper than the original price.
Yeah, so you're saying if the man saw the jacket was advertised as £400 in the first place, he would not have bought it.
Exactly. Mm. Everybody, you can't resist a bargain, can you? That's what it is.
Yeah, that's why shops love the sales as much as the shoppers do.
Exactly.
I've got another example to do with numbers. There was an experiment with highly experienced judges who were given a description of a shoplifting offence.
That's someone who'd stolen something from a shop.
Yeah. After they heard what happened, all the judges were asked to roll a pair of dice. But the dice were made to show only two totals, either 3 or 9.
So whenever they rolled the dice, it was either a 3 or a 9. No yeah. other numbers.
Then after that, the judges were asked whether the prison sentence for the shoplifting offence should be greater or fewer in months compared to the total showing on the dice. Now, what's interesting here, Richard, is now normally these judges make extremely similar judgments, a fairly standard case. But those who had just rolled the 9 suggested an average of 8 months, while those who rolled a 3 suggested an average of only 5 months.
So the dice obviously had nothing to do with the offence, but it definitely affected the judge's decision.
And they had no idea.
Scary.
But it's not just numbers, Richard, is it?
No. We've got a last example, which I think is very, very interesting. In this experiment, a stranger asks a person to hold his coffee while he gets something from his bag. And the person returns the coffee to him after a few seconds. Now, later, the person is asked what they thought about the man.
The man whose coffee they held.
Exactly. And this was done with a number of different people. Now then, all those people who were asked to hold a cup of coffee that was hot,
right,
said that they thought the man was a very warm person, very friendly person. However, those people who were asked to hold the iced coffee thought he was very cold person, very distant.
That is just weird. So again, in this case, the temperature of the coffee had nothing to do with the character of the man, but this affected people's decisions.
It still affected people's decisions, and they don't know why that was the case.
That's weird, isn't it? So the next time you want a stranger to like you, make sure you get them a hot drink.